Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. By composer Christoph Willibald Gluck, melody from Orfeo and Eurydice, performed by the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, violinist Isaac Stern and conductor Janos Rolla. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jeb Watson with some more classical music for you on a Monday afternoon. We've got the Beaux-Arts Trio bringing us some chamber music from one of the finest students to ever learn from Mozart, the composer Johann Nepomuk Hummel, and the splendid oboe concerto by Ray Vaughan Williams. That's a bit later with the Norfolk Festival Orchestra here on KPR. Andrew Davis will lead the Scottish National Orchestra for the next thing we have for you by composer Frederick Delius and his Spring Idyll. Wonderful music for a sunny Monday afternoon is next on KPR. The Spring Idyll by Frederick Delius, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis on Kansas Public Radio. 1221 now. Stay with us for a performance by the Norfolk Festival Orchestra. In the second half of the hour, they'll be with us with an oboe concerto by composer Ray Vaughan Williams. We've got that and a good deal more classical music to enjoy here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com. And the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony, featuring performances by the Get Up Kids, Andy McGee, Brody Buster, and Main Street, May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at KSMHOF.org. On the KU campus, it's 74 degrees, warming our way to a high of 80 today with sunny skies. Clear this evening, lows of 56. It'll be a little more cloudy tomorrow, a high of 88, and a chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon. We're with the members of the Beaux-Arts Trio next to hear some music from someone who, in the 19th century, was considered one of the finest piano virtuosos in all of Austria, and he should have been, considering that he learned from the best. We'll hear music by Johann Nepomuk Hummel, who was one of the finest students of Mozart, and his fourth piano trio in G major, next on KPR. Piano Trio No. 4 in G major from Austrian piano virtuoso of the 19th century and student of Mozart, Johann Nepomuk Hummel. And a performance by the Beaux-Arts Trio on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:39, about 20 minutes until our next NPR news update. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday afternoon. When you become a sustaining member to KPR, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out, and you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support us with your ongoing monthly gift, and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you for your support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org. Next, we've got for you the Norfolk Festival Orchestra, led by Keith Wilson, and oboe virtuoso Robert Bloom, in a pastoral oboe concerto composed in the mid-1940s by Ray Vaughan Williams, next on KPR. Vintage recording of the Norfolk Festival Orchestra, an oboe virtuoso Robert Bloom in the 1943 Oboe Concerto by Ray Vaughan Williams here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1 p.m. now, stay tuned for NPR News and much more music still to come. Listen to Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Please.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they've created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Edvard Grieg. His third symphonic dance, performed by the Gothenburg Symphony, conductor Neme Yarvi, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Some more classical music in store for you on a Monday afternoon. Coming up, we've got a marvelous cello concerto to enjoy when the Seattle Symphony and cellist Janos Starker join us. The cello concerto by Alan Havanas. That's in just about 15 minutes' time, today on KPR. Where support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. Continuing with some early chamber music written by Beethoven in 1797. And one of his violin sonatas, the second in A major, this one he wrote and dedicated to one of his finest teachers, the great Italian virtuoso, Antonio Salieri. Today we'll listen to violinist Andrew Wan, along with Charles Richard Hamlin at piano, on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1797 by Beethoven, composer's second violin sonata in A major, played by Andrew Wan, and pianist Charles Richard Hamlin on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:26, and at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, and we're enjoying classical music until 3 p.m. Right now on the KU campus, it's 74 degrees and sunny skies. Warming up to about 80 today. Tonight should be clear with lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, it's going to be becoming a cloudy day with temperatures around 88. We have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected for tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night should be clear, low around 53, a high of 82 on Wednesday. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Next on KPR, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra brings us a marvelous cello concerto from 1936 by Alan Havanas. A piece that is replete with Havanas' signature blend of Eastern and Western influences with a deeply spiritual and nature-inspired melodic character. His cello concerto, played by cellist Janos Starker with the Seattle Symphony, led by Dennis Russell Davies. That's next on KPR. From 1936, the Cello Concerto by Alan Havanas, performed by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, led by Dennis Russell Davies, and the cellist was Janos Starker. It is just about 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Coming up in the next hour of classical music, another cello showpiece known as the Concierto in Modo Galante, or the Gallant Concerto, by Joaquin Rodrigo, and we'll hear that, along with some American chamber music, a Russian piano concerto, and much more still to come. Kansas Public Radio's music continues on in the 2 p.m. hour. Hope you can stay with us a bit while longer. It is 74 here at the KU campus, warming up to about 80 under sunny skies today. You're listening to KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There are the musicians of Ensemble Caprice, and music from Dmitri Shostakovich, one of his keyboard pieces in a ensemble arrangement, Prelude number 4, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's good to be with you once again on a Monday afternoon with a little bit more classical music to enjoy, such as the Toledo Trio with some American chamber music from Horatio Parker for piano, violin, and cello. Not to mention the Gallant Concerto, Concerto in Modo Galante, by Joaquin Rodrigo, that's for cello and orchestra, and also On the Way. We have next the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra, pianist Michael Ponti and conductor Richard Kapp, and music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov from 1881. That was the year that Rimsky-Korsakov composed his piano concerto. He wasn't himself much of a pianist or skilled musician at that instrument, but he composed this concerto at the urging of his teacher, Mili Balakirev. And to create it, modeled most of this work on the writings of Franz Liszt, whom he was indebted to, for this piano concerto in C sharp minor. Next on KPR. That's from 1881, and composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, his piano concerto in C sharp minor. Pianist Michael Ponti was with the Hamburg Symphony, conducted by Richard Kapp. It is 2:20, and still to come, a Spanish concerto known as the Gallant Concerto, Concierto in Modo Galante, for cello and orchestra. Joaquin Rodrigo's music in just about 10 minutes from now. You're on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. 75 currently on the KU campus, warming our way to about 80 degrees with sunny skies for this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, it'll be a bit more of a cloudy day, a bit warmer too, with a high of about 88. We have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night should be clear with a low around 53. Some American chamber music next on KPR. This is from composer Horatio Parker of the 19th century, a suite for piano, violin, and cello. Here's the Toledo Trio on KPR. The Toledo Trio and a suite for piano, violin, and cello from 19th century American composer Horatio Parker on Kansas Public Radio. 2:31 now at 3 o'clock. It'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., there's another hour of classical music for you. Then between 8 and 9, a rebroadcast of Classics Live. That's this evening here on KPR. Hope you can join us then. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. It'll be some high-flying sci-fi at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go when it's all Flash Gordon. He began in the comics but soon landed on the screen. And we'll see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, plus the 1980 reboot with music by Queen. 7 p.m. Friday at Liberty Hall. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is a part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. Time to bring you a Spanish cello concerto, one written by Joaquin Rodrigo in 1949. They call this Concierto en Modo Galant, or the Gallant Concerto. It was written in 1949 for the cellist Gaspar Casado. And here, Rodrigo sought to strike a balance between the 18th-century style of Boccherini and a more modern tone. We'll hear it played by the orchestra of Castile and Leon, Max Bogardo Dorman conducting, and our cellist is Azier Polo on KPR. Composed in 1949, the Concierto en Modo Galante, or the Gallant Concerto, from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, played by the Orchestra of Castile and Leon. Conductor Max Bogardo Dorman with cellist Azier Polo here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Almost 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's classical music. Support for All Things Considered comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.